You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I work in the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I am delighted to be with you for the next hour or so. I am here with our director, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
And it's Dr. Kate DeVries.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm very good.
Excellent. Because we've had a busy weekend, everybody. Oh, my goodness. All sorts of fun things happened on Sunday.
We concluded the 31st year of Theology on Tap in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Yes, and we did it with style and grace. We had a finale celebration, which started with Mass with Cardinal George.
Cardinal George at 4:30 in the magnificent St. James Chapel.
Yes.
At the Quigley Center, where a whole bunch of us guys at one time went to high school, when it was the high school seminary.
Yep.
And then, by the grace of God, we were going to have this wonderful reception out in the courtyard of Quigley. And right before Holy Communion, the heavens began to open up. And everything had to be rushed quickly inside.
Yeah.
But there was always, Kate, something, you know, you laugh after the storm, I suppose. But, folks, I leaned over to the Cardinal after Holy Communion was distributed, and I said, Cardinal, there is a big, big rainstorm upon us. And he leaned back to me and said, tell them to eat fast.
But it was too late, everybody. It was coming down in buckets.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
So, mad scramble, but we got everything indoors, and we had a wonderful, wonderful celebration.
And we put to bed the 31st year of Theology on Tap. We began with 41 parishes in the Archdiocese, and that, if you run the numbers, it's 164 nights of formation and catechesis and understanding of our spiritual traditions. We wound up with 39 parishes at the end. A couple parishes, for other reasons, had to choose to pull out after we began a little bit.
But we also had 8 parishes in the Diocese
and the
of
Joliet
join us. Paul Jarzembowski is Director of Young Adult Ministry out there, and he is amazing.
Does
so
wonderful
many,
things.
Many, many good things.
So if you count 41 and 8, that's 49 places that offered 4 weeks of Theology on Tap to young adults in their 20s and 30s, married and single.
Very exciting.
And of those in our diocese, 5 were campus centers.
Okay.
University of Chicago, Northwestern, IIT, Dominican University, and Terry Shelley, who we'll introduce in a second, who's at the other end of the table, had a Theology on Tap site at Marian Catholic in Chicago Heights. So we're a blending of parishes, campus centers, and that was a good thing.
Yeah, very fun. It was a great, great, great season, so our thanks to everybody who was a part of it.
Great.
And especially to the parishes, because they really, really put some work into this. It was the parish's responsibility to invite a committee to come together, to do all the publicity, to do a lot of the organizing at each of those hosting sites, not only for their own young adults, but for young adults in the neighboring parishes as well. And they financed the program. It's free to young adults, but each of the hosting sites had to pay almost $1,000, and some paid more if they wanted to go all out with food and decorations and things like that, but it was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Now, some of you listening to us this morning, you may want to say, boy, you know, I'd love to see my parish do a little bit more for young adults, and maybe particularly a 4-week thing called Theology on Tap. Even though that's 11 months away from when we would begin, if you would like your parish to be considered as a host site for that, why don't you contact us and also bang on the rectory door and say, you know, and the reason
I've got an idea.
The reason I say that is on July 1st, a week before Theology on Tap began, the Archdiocese kicked off a 5-year strategic plan for the immediate future in developing dreams, goals, and plans for the Archdiocese. And this first year is the target group, our youth and the early years of young adults. And so maybe part of the strategic plan in your parish would be participation. Two things. Number one, participation in Theology on Tap 2012. And if you know personally any young adults, whether in your family, in your parish, extended family, or wherever, that you'd like to see, just get a little bit more in touch with what the church has to offer them, we would recommend that you or they themselves get on our email list. And we're going to give you all the details. You need to go to our website, and that's yamchicago.org. And if you go to the opening page, Kate?
At the very bottom of the left-hand column, it says, add me to your mailing list.
And you can put an email address in there. And a couple times a month, people who are on that list will be able to get some updating. And if they choose not to, they can always get off the list. So,
and they can always, anybody can always jump onto that website, yamchicago.org, and click on the calendar of events.
There
so
you go.
If people are just looking to see what's out there, see what's happening in your area, see where young adults are gathering,
sure.
A complete list of everything that we know of happening throughout the Chicagoland area.
And if your parish has events coming up,
yes,
that to which young adults are not only welcome but would benefit, you know, let us know. And our email address is
yam@yamchicago.org.
yam@yamchicago.org. Or you can call our office at 312-466-9473.
So today's show, everybody, we wanted to do something a little bit different. We wanted to just gather the people doing young adult ministry through our office, the Young Adult Ministry Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and just have a good conversation about how things work and what's been going on and what it feels like,
sure,
to be, you know, in charge or, you know, some of the key players in inviting young adults in their 20s and 30s to just come together and explore our faith together.
And we're pretty excited because we have six of us around the table here at the radio studio for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And I think what we're going to do is let people introduce themselves so you can hear a different voice.
There you go.
And and Socorro on Kate's right, why don't you say good morning to everybody and tell us who you are and what you do for us.
Hi, I'm Socorro Perez, and I'm the secretary for the Office of Young Adult Ministry. I'm mainly working with Father Cusick and Kate.
There you go. And Socorro's the voice you're going to hear if you call 312-466-9473.
Exactly.
And you'll be treated so kindly. Socorro on the telephone is just grace personified. And because obviously we get all different kinds of crazy calls and good calls and every kind of call. And Socorro's got a gift to be able to deal with that. So we welcome you, Socorro.
My name is Terry Shelley, and I run the Isaac Hecker Center for Young Adult Ministry out in Chicago Heights. I've been doing it for 3 years, and we hosted Theology on Tap at Marion, and we did it on a regional basis. We did one in Northwest Indiana, one in Crown Point, one in Tinley Park, and we also did one in Spanish at St. Gall this summer.
So you've got quite a bit of places and covering an awful lot of geographical territory, because St. Gall is a long way from Chicago Heights, but... Mm. Tell us the story of how Marisol connected to you.
Marisol attended Theology on Tap in 2010, the 30th anniversary season, and she really enjoyed the experience. So when you're talking about going and knocking on your pastor's door, she approached her pastor and said, listen, I would really like to do Theology on Tap here. And he said, I'm totally in support of the idea, but I myself just don't have the time to do it. So he said, you know, if you, the young adults, could get this organized, I would be happy to support it. So I'm happy to report that 1 year later, they hosted Theology on Tap. They averaged about 25 people a week. They actually worked in coordination with St. Rita of Cascia and St. Gall and St. Clair of Montefalco, and they put it together, and they did a beautiful job. They brought a whole group to the final Mass on Sunday, and Marisol was honored. She was able to do the second reading for us on Sunday.
Yeah, she was. And they did it in the Spanish language, correct?
Correct.
Right. So in those parishes that Terry spoke about, pretty much are around 63rd Street, 55th Street, starting around California, heading over towards Kedzie. So this we get some locations, so we know where some of these places are. That's great. And next to Terry.
This is Elise Ainsworth. I have been for 3 years the director of the Kateri Center for Young Adult Ministry in the Western Suburbs. Mm-hmm. That's based at Dominican University in River Forest. And we did a Theology on Tap site there for the third year this year, and also supported the ongoing site at St. Edmund's in Oak Park. They've been doing it for years and years, and asked for a little support this year with that. So those were our Theology on Tap sites on Tuesday and Wednesday nights, and we had a lot of fun and had a good number of people. And
good. And St. Edmund's is in Oak Park. It's right in almost the center of town. Is it on Oak Park Avenue?
Oak Park and Pleasant, which is just south of the L tracks, which there makes it convenient even for folks in the city to come out to, if they see a speaker out there.
That's
happens.
Right. People do that. One of the amazing things is we were able to send out, at least I think, like we were able to mail out like 15,000 printed by the Catholic New World, a list of all the topics, places, and speakers. And people, it's amazing, they keep them in their cars.
They show up with it in their hand.
They show up with their hand because they may spot a speaker or a topic, and it may not be where they live, but they say, I will travel for that, because we're talking about a generation that for something good, they'll travel. And we're really, really pleased when people do that, because we're trying to feed them a variety of ways. And so Theology on Tap is not something that is just solely for people who live in a particular parish. But it's the parish opening their doors, their arms, to any and all young adults from anywhere they can to come and to be fed through the rich traditions of our faith. Great. And next to me on my left.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Emily Klaus. I was the Theology on Tap coordinator for this summer.
And Emily has been our intern, and she did a magnificent job. And we're just so graced and blessed. Elise also was our first intern way back 100 years ago, and she's still this amazingly young woman. You know, I don't know how that was. She was most likely just probably a preschool age, and she was working in our office. But that's who we are today. Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, Socorro Perez, Terry Shelley, Elise Ainsworth, and Emily Klaus, and we are the ones who have been given the responsibility and the privilege of being the church's outreach to those in their 20s and 30s, married and single, in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
And we are going to take a quick break, but please stay with us. We're going to be talking about all sorts of fun things for young adults. Hang on, thanks.
You came to us, O Lord.
Hello, I'm Lisa Paletto, the director of the Catholic Charities Junior Board, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute, 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. Summer's not over yet, and the Junior Board's calendar is jam-packed as usual. We will play bingo and share stories with the senior citizens living at Ozanam Village on August 7th, package food for our emergency assistance programs on August 16th, and serve supper to the veterans at Cook's Manor on August 21st. At the end of the month, we hope you will cruise with us for a good cause at the 9th annual boat cruise on the Innisfree. Music, food, and open bar on August 26th from 7 to 10 p.m. for $65 a ticket. These events are open to all Junior Board members and friends. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our Junior Board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God.
Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling, the world is calling, God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood.
And Dr. Kate DeVries and the staff of the Young Adult Ministry Office, although we're a little bit in transition right now. Mrs. Socorro Perez is our administrative assistant doing great things. Terry Shelley will be at the Hecker Center. Elise Ainsworth is transitioning. And many, many good things are happening in her world. Emily is going back to school, and we will miss her horribly. When she said, I was the Theology on Tap coordinator, I cringed. I'm like, no, she's still the coordinator until Friday. And there's, you know, reports to do and all sorts of things to get put away. But she's done a beautiful job, and we will miss her horribly. But we are here today to just have a conversation about what's happening in young adult ministry and what people in parishes can look forward to. And we are here for you. Any way that we can be helpful in your efforts to gather young adults, especially around, as Father Cusick mentioned, this five-year plan for gathering the late teens and young adults at your parish. We really want to come up with a way to keep people in their late teens through 20s and 30s connected to our churches, and get them actively participating in all levels of Catholic life.
Now, we find ourselves in many ways at a position so different than many parishes. That parishes, here it is, almost the middle of August. Schools are beginning to reopen soon. Public schools in Chicago on the year-round plan opened on Monday. And so people are gearing up, and we're sort of gearing down. Mm-hmm. So we're working not cross purposes, but Our big year sort of ends with the end of Theology on Tap, almost as parishes begin to say, let's get religious education ready, and let's fire up worship, and let's get all of our committees going again, and so on and so forth. But there is one last thing that is on our agenda for the summer, and it's absolutely going to be interesting. That's a nice word. And it's this coming Sunday, August 14th. Let me give the background before we announce. Last winter, a gentleman called us from, of all places, Great America. And he made contact with us through Theology on Tap. He was a Theology on Tap participant someplace in one of our churches up in Lake County. And he reached out to us and asked that if we could be part of a Catholic Appreciation Day or a Young Adult Ministry Day, or at least to do something in conjunction with Great America. And we were intrigued by the idea, and we've gone forward with it. And so this coming Sunday, August 14th, this is going to be very much an intergenerational event. First of all, we're able to give people a tremendous 50% discount mm-hmm. on the entry to the Great America theme park. The tickets are only $29. I hate to use the word only because that still seems high to me, but someone told me that the price of admission is $58. Now, we know this time of the year a lot of people say, you know, what are the things we should do before the summer's over? What do we want to do with our kids? And one of them, a lot of times, is Great America. Well, folks, if you or people in your neighborhood or anybody you know would like to participate this coming Sunday, the park is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and the tickets are $29, and they're also going to have a buffet lunch in a private picnic grove. Now, the buffet lunch is from 1 o'clock till 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, and the price is only $11. Now, people who go to Great America with some regularity, Kate, tell me that you cannot eat in that park for $11 anywhere. So that might be the cost of a Coke and a cotton candy, $11. And so
wow.
Now, if this is intriguing to you, we're going to add the Catholic dimension. The Catholic dimension is I am privileged and honored to be celebrating Catholic Mass this Sunday at Great America at 6 p.m. And Kate has been working feverishly on putting together some wonderful music. And during the break here, we've just found two lectors. How about that? We're always working, you know, on and off microphone.
Wow.
And it's going to be pretty wonderful. They're giving us a private amphitheater for Mass, and as they have given us a private picnic grove for a lunch, if you would like to participate in that. And Kate, how can people get in, if they would like to take advantage of this $29 price and or the lunch.
All they need to do is go on the website and connect with sixflags.com. It's www.sixflags.com, and they need to use the promotion code YAM, which stands for Young Adult Ministry. Okay. That will get them the reduced rate on the park.
Now, they've got a backslash here. Do they need that as well?
Well, it'll lead you right there.
Okay,
it's Six Flags / Great America, but
okay,
Six Flags will get you there. www.sixflags.com,
and when you get to that opening screen, there's a place for promo code, and you can type in YAM. Is that fair?
You get your tickets right there.
You'll get
online.
Your tickets right there online,
yes.
And you'll get that reduced $29 mm-hmm. ticket. And if you haven't gone to Mass already, or you want to build in weekend Mass, 6 o'clock, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of announcements about that or directions when people arrive.
And they can also get to that website through our website, yamchicago.org. You can just click right in.
Good. And so one will lead to the other.
Yes.
At least ours will lead to theirs.
There you go.
So that's this Sunday, 6 o'clock. I'm looking forward to it. I never celebrated Mass in the theme park.
But we are trying to get Father Cusick on as many roller coasters as possible. He is a roller coaster rider. I know firsthand because he dragged me on one when we were at a conference in California, much to my dismay. I like to see the coaster before I get on it, and we did a fast ticket. So he made me buy it before we get on.
No.
And he said, no, I'm your elder. Respect your elders. And he bought me the ticket, and I was like, okay. Not bought it, but, we did the fast pass thing, and suddenly we were on this roller coaster. So if anybody wants to ride the roller coaster with Father Cusick, we can talk about that. But it is going to be a fun event.
Folks, don't hold your breath on Kate's little.
On my little snag.
Your little
there,
bargain
little,
here for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. Know, well, so. I'm riding the roller coasters, everybody. So
okay.
Find me in the park, and we'll.
So that's our last event for the summer, and that's going to be this Sunday, and we're going to do some wonderful experience of music. We're lining up. We've got some good prayer, Sunday Mass, obviously the scripture and the Mass for the day in our Catholic tradition. And there is a young man named John Henry Bush who's going into, I think, second grade, maybe fourth grade. I can't remember. It's his little brother's in second grade. John's a little bit older, but he lives in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, over the state line, and he's going to be my Mass server.
There you go.
So we've got
two lectors and a Mass
that's
server.
Right. His Uncle Brian.
there you go.
John Henry's Uncle Brian, when he was very young, he was my Mass server, and now we're down to the next generation. His mother grew up in my first parish, Mary Seat of Wisdom, and John's going to be my server, and I'm looking forward to that very, very much.
Very cool. Well, while we're on that topic, we do need Eucharistic ministers and ushers and greeters. So if anybody can help us with that Mass, please contact our office.
Right, because this is really choose up the best way we can.
Yeah.
But we want it to be enormously prayerful because Mass is the highest form of Catholic worship,
yes.
And we're going to do it very, very well. And by the grace of God, we're going to have a wonderful experience at Great America.
And we're still looking for singers for our choir.
Sure.
You can contact us. We're going to have a choir rehearsal right before the Mass at Great America.
Right.
So 4:30, we're going to meet at the Wilderness Theater.
Sure. And once again, www.sixflags.com, and hit the promo code and then put in there YAM, the abbreviation for Young Adult Ministry. Mm-hmm. And all people of all ages, families, singles, young marrieds, whatever it is, senior citizens like me, come on.
There we go.
We're going to have.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and it's open from 10 to 10.
Yes.
So we're going to take a little break.
Brian, are we ready?
And we're going to come back and do a little reflection on a bunch of things that we are privileged to do with our lives and for our church.
Great.
That we might have love.
Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future.
Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Blessed Pope John Paul II's theology of the body is changing lives around the world. It brings clarity to many of the tough questions regarding our sexuality and God's plan for love and life. Please join the Respect Life Office and the Office for Catholic Schools for the Theology of the Body for Teens curriculum training. This two-day training is perfect for teachers, youth ministers, catechists, and anyone who wants to bring Theology of the Body to teenagers. The Theology of the Body for Teens High School Edition training will take place on Friday evening, August 12th. The training for the new middle school edition will take place Saturday, August 13th, and will include lunch and materials. Both trainings will take place at Queen of the Rosary Parish in Elk Grove Village. For more information or to register, please contact the Respect Life Office at 312-534-5355 or check out their website at respectlifechicago.org.
Welcome back to The Light Show. Thanks so much for choosing to be with us today. We are talking about young adult ministry, and we are in particular looking at ways that young adults can connect at the parish.
And I think the best way to approach that is we've got two people around the table who have been working in pretty close conjunction with our parishes. Elise Ainsworth, her center, the Kateri Center, has been located at Dominican University in the western suburbs. And Terry Shelley, when he introduced himself at the Isaac Hecker Center, which is located at Marion Catholic High School in Chicago Heights. And Terry has worked in that whole Chicago Heights all the way over towards Indiana, the far southeast part of our diocese. Mm-hmm. So we've got the western suburbs and those parts of our city and southern suburbs. Now, as you guys have roamed around and talked to people and seen things and first of all, what Elise and Terry, do you hear young adults saying as they look at their parish? Are they looking to be more involved? Do they feel connected or welcome? Or what do the tea leaves tell you as you've listened to them in the last 3 years?
I've heard it said before that they want more than programs, and I really never understood what that meant. Not programs, but it was brought up to my attention actually last week. I went to a Theology on Tap, and I decided to ride with a couple of young adults. And they both sent me an email the next day, hey, that was great. And I said, you know, sometimes it's just your presence and just having a conversation with them. So after Theology on Tap, we decided to gather at Aurelio's Pizza last night because they want to have the opportunity to meet and connect with one another. So in addition to the Theology on Tap with the speaker, they want to just gather. So we kicked around the idea of maybe like a small faith-sharing group or something once a month where it has a social component and they can just get to know one another. And at the same time, you know, parishes, you know, I was in sales for a good number of years. Sometimes we will ask for their presence and ask them to actively come forward. But in sales, they always tell you, don't forget to ask for the sale. So I think there's a lot of different opportunities for young adults, but sometimes maybe we have to ask them. I think perfect opportunities would be at masses, in the choir, lectors, you know, starting their own young adult groups. Because I sense that there's a desire from the parishes to have young adults involved, but no one really knows how to bridge the gap. So that's my question, is how do we connect them when we have the needs in the parishes, and how do the parishes reach out a little bit better?
Sure. Okay. And Elise, western suburbs, they're very different than Chicago Heights in the southeast suburbs. You have a little bit more affluence there. You have very much like every part of our diocese, a real blend of a Hispanic community and an Anglo community. You've been at a university where your university community is different from all the rest. What are you hearing or what are you picking up and sensing a little bit?
I feel like experientially, I've learned that It's all about the relationship.
Okay.
It's about knowing and being known, and that young adults want to be involved in places where they are known. And so I always think the first thing is that we need to, as parishes, get to know our young adults,
right.
You know, get to know the folks who are coming, and then get them to bring more people, you know, get them to
right.
introduce us to the folks we don't know, who we don't see in the pews. I think this is kind of the parish picnic season right now, mm-hmm. and so we're on the lookout for strong backs and, you know, like people willing to stand for 3 hours and work a table or the kids' games, you know, and that's great. It's a great way to get people involved and to give them an experience of being part of that community of the parish, not just, you know, somebody who comes on Sunday and sits in the pew, but someone who contributes to, you know, making that parish a community. And I think it's key that we try and get young adults involved in more roles in parishes. You know, do you have young adults on your parish council? You know, there are
exactly.
young adults who work in finance. Are there young adults on your finance council?
Absolutely.
You know,
right.
how involved are they in every aspect of parish life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that it's not that they're, you're getting young adults involved in your parish, but you're getting young adults involved in their own parishes.
And they are bringing with them their enormous gifts and their talents. As you mentioned, that how many people right now this Wednesday morning are earning their living as CPAs, and we like to call them bean counters or finance people in this crazy world right now. And yet, have they ever been asked by their own church to bring that talent with them? At one time, you know, people 25 to 40 were the backbone of parish life. And often now people say, my God, we just don't see them. Well, they're there.
Well, and we often hear how busy they are. And they are busy. You know, the economy is what it is right now because people are working the jobs of three people. You know, there are people who are unemployed, and then there are other people who are working 12 hours a day to keep their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And productivity is high, which is great for business, but it's not great for the people in those
right.
jobs. And so
right.
maybe they can't give as much time as, you know, the folks who are retired or, you know, but we need to find a way to get them involved, even if it's just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And at least this gives me an idea or an insight that parishes may have to re-examine when they gather people together. If a parish council meeting is at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night, that's certainly convenient for people who are home by 6:30 on a Tuesday night. But as more and more people work later and longer, that may not be the best time. And so I'm going to ask parishes, for those of you listening today, to examine when things occur and see how convenient that is for this next generation of people, as Elise is saying, who they're doing what three people did at one time. And that's good for business, but it gives people a limited amount of social life, family life, church life, and personal life. And I think we have to really, what would be the matter if a parish council meeting might have to be on a Sunday evening? Because most people are not working on Sunday, and they can give you an hour, hour and a half. But we would think, oh, my God, we would never do that. We always meet on Tuesday. Well, then you're always going to get the same results. And that's the concern sometimes, that we have to look at everything we do in church with the eyes of young couples, young singles, whether they're white collar, blue collar, pink collar, no collar. You know, what would work best for them? So,
Elise, can you give us a sense of what activities you've created through the Kateri Center and how you've connected young adults? Because my parish is in the western suburbs, and people have just had great experiences by connecting with your office. So has anything that you've done through the Kateri Center, is that anything that other parishes could replicate?
Well, I think kind of an easy place to start, if you can find a time that works for everybody, is to gather for a small group. Give people an experience of faith where they're able to reflect on their lives. The folks that I have gathered in small groups with at St. Francis and in other places, you know, those are the folks who are most committed.
Mm.
And they don't always have time, but they're the ones who always come back and say, what are we doing? What can we do next? How can we gather? And what, you know, what can I do to help?
Okay, so you're saying pretty much what Terry said, that gather people for either some sort of a small faith group or gather people for a discussion group, a dialogue group. I know you've been hosting some dinners around the area that, you know, people come, you know, if they can afford it, and have dinner together, have a very simple meal together, and then just open that up for conversation.
Right.
So. And actually the original idea for the gathering dinners was Elise's. I just happened to borrow it. It took me 3 years to figure it out.
Wow, thanks.
I hope it's not a gender thing. Never mind.
All right, everybody, we need to take a break. Thanks so much for listening. We will be right back.
That we might have life, everlasting life, you came to us, O Lord. So
join Team Catholic Charities for the 2011 AIDS Run Walk in Grant Park on Saturday, October 1st, as an active participant or sponsoring member. 100% of the funds raised by the team are returned to Catholic Charities HIV/AIDS case management programs, food pantry, and ministry in Cook and Lake counties. For more information, please call the Catholic Charities Office of Volunteer Relations at 312-655-7322. Together, we can make a difference.
You're invited to join teens and young adults from throughout the Chicago area and the Midwest for a wonderful night of music, fun, and worship under the stars.
Come to World Youth Day Chicago Style, a gathering of young people that coincides with the concluding mass at World Youth Day in Madrid, Spain.
The festivities begin Saturday evening, August the 20th, at the Our Lady Guadalupe Shrine in Des Plaines. Watch Pope Benedict celebrate Mass in Madrid and take part in our own worship services. There will be food and entertainment throughout the entire night.
Go to www.youthministry-chicago.org for details and to register. That's www.youthministry-chicago.org.
You can also get updates on Facebook at keyword World Youth Day Chicago.
Get some rest, and we'll see you August 20th for an all-nighter under the stars.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Young Adult Ministry Office. We are delighted to be with you this morning. And before we sign off in a little while, we need to connect with our friend Emily one more time to see how her summer has been with us over the last couple of weeks with us. Right. It's been 6 weeks, Emily? 6 to 7 weeks?
Something like that,
yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Now, Emily was married a year ago, July 3rd.
Indeed.
And she'd made the great migration across, across the Mississippi River to the great state of Illinois, and she and her husband living in the garden spot, the Archdiocese of Chicago, for a while, as she pursues her degree in pastoral studies at Loyola University. Mm-hmm. Emily, I know we asked you this because you were privileged to, I was privileged to have you with us last month. What is it about church work that has fascinated you that you would like to alter your life from Iowa? You and your husband come over to Chicago. You pursue a degree as he pursues his talent in the business world. What mm-hmm. what would propel somebody like you to do that?
Well, I think I had just had a great experience of church growing up, and okay. I think that was really sort of what jet-setted it. And then certainly in campus ministry in undergrad, University of Northern Iowa, that was another excellent experience. And I just said, you know, people need to know this. Young adults need to have this experience, and I think this is something that I can do, that I might be kind of good at.
Sure.
And I think coming to Chicago, this is such a different experience than anything that I'll get. It's very unique. And so I think that's why I decided at least to come to Chicago. And with Theology on Tap, that is also a unique experience because it's not in the parish, which you get sort of get a lot of times direct contact with young adults. But with Young Adult Ministry Office, it's, you know, it's all of the young adults in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And so it's it certainly has been a challenge to connect with people and for volunteers and things like that. But what a great experience to connect with so many different people for, you know, all parts of the Archdiocese and then in Indiana and Joliet. It's just, it's been an amazing experience in that way.
Emily, in an X number of weeks, you're going to be back in a classroom.
Yes.
And over this past summer, this has been about the furthest from a classroom environment you're going to get.
Laboratory environment, not a classroom. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Let's be honest. A classroom experience is primarily eyebrows up.
Yeah.
And I think a ministry experience is primarily hairline down. It mm-hmm. absorbs everything mm-hmm. about us. What will your working in our office, and in particular with Theology on Tap, what filter will that add when you go back sitting in a classroom?
Mm-hmm. I think I get the unique young adult lens, being a young adult, right. And also having done ministry with young adults, which is not something that I always get in the classroom. We're sort of more focused a lot of times towards parish settings in general. And so I think I can add a unique experience
sure.
about young adult ministry and say, hey, how can we apply this theology or this, you know, theory or whatever to young adult ministry? Because it's
right,
so important.
Because everything we learn in the classroom, it's not one size fits all.
No, yeah.
It's how do we take a learned skill mm-hmm. and pair it to the people? Let me ask you this. Last week or the week before, you and Kate and I went down to the University of Notre Dame.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we had a privileged moment. Kate and I now for three different times on every other year have been asked to do a summer teaching intensive in the graduate program in theology at the University of Notre Dame. And we did that a week ago Monday and a week ago yesterday. It's a pretty intense 2 days, and you were with us, and we had 34 graduate students, some of whom were undergrads at Notre Dame, others were undergrads from a variety of other places, and they'll be finishing, and they're all heading off to do what an Emily did, but they're doing it for a year. They're heading off to do a ministry. Mm-hmm. What? Here you got 34 people. Some of them are obviously in your age range, you and Eric, mm-hmm. your husband. Mm-hmm. What did you sense in that crowd of young adults? What they were talking to all of us about, and what was your reflection on that?
Mm-hmm. There's such energy in that room. They were so, especially by the end of the second day, they're so energized and like powered up to, you know, let's get back in the field and let's put these things that we've just learned into practice. Because I think they had felt certain things about working in the parish life and trying to get young adults to get involved. And then going through those 2 days of classes with both of you, I think it put words to what they were feeling and how to direct all of those things that all those problems or issues or joys that they were sure. experiencing. And I think they were really able to put words to it. And they were so energized to get back into the field.
And Emily, you're talking about
pastoral practical strategies
yes.
for making young adult ministry
right.
happen.
Yes.
And
right.
if I could do just a little commercial.
Please do.
For everybody out there, Father Cusick and I wrote a book called The Basic Guide to Young Adult Ministry, and that was the text we used for the class. Everyone has access to it. It's on sale through Amazon.com for like $17. But it really does lay out a step-by-step process for connecting with young adults, working with volunteers, working area-wide ministry, working parish ministry, all sorts of levels, staying connected to your students who are about to go away to college. All sorts of things are in that text. So if there's any way that, if you're looking for hands-on strategies, what we work through during the class that Emily has mentioned is most of that is tucked inside the Basic Guide to Young Adult Ministry. And we're also here to be helpful to you in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
So if we can go out and sit with your parish staff
right.
or some volunteers who are just looking to reach out to the people in their 20s and 30s that you know or that are in the area, we're delighted to come out and do that.
That's what I was going to say is our second commercial, that a lot of the skills that we have picked up, they don't come from any books, but
right.
they come from working, privileged as we are, with this wonderful age group of people. And as Kate mentioned, if you would like us to come and just sit with your parish council, sit with your religious education people, sit with your youth ministry board or whatever, as you look at this generation of 20s and 30s, we would be more than happy not only to have a conversation with you, but if needed, to offer some of the same strategies that we presented at the University of Notre Dame, that we present at conferences both locally in Chicago, the Parish Leadership Day every year in February, or the Religious Education Congress in Los Angeles, or Kate and I were privileged to speak at the Diocesan Conference for the Diocese of Reno this past January. We would love to do that in our own diocese, as we have been able to do, and to help any one of you who's listening say, why don't we get them out here and let's sit and talk?
Yep.
So that would be good.
Delighted to do that.
Socorro, you have been at that wonderful desk and make Kate and I sound so very, very good. what are the crazy things that you pick up? You've watched all the things we do, the people who call. I'm just sort of fascinated.
Well, I'm really, really amazed, Father Cusick, that despite the difficulties that you have sometimes gathering young adults
yeah.
or make them feel interested in the church, you still, Kate, and you still come out with ideas, with projects, and you get in them somehow
yes.
all the time. And that amazed me. That amazed me. And all people is always looking for your assistance, for your input, for your support.
Yeah.
And another thing that amazed me is that you have many supporters. You have many supporters, and you have people that really love your job just as much as you do.
Well, I think you can – thank you, Socorro, first of all. But I think you can sense around this table we love what we do, and we're always trying to do it better. I don't believe any one of us has got the answer, but we're always cooking. During one of our breaks, I said to Kate, I got an idea for next year's Theology on Tap. And she looked at me like, here he goes again. And so she said, write it down so you don't lose it. But I do think, Socorro, we always have to be thinking and planning. And because in the years I've been doing this, and Kate's been, by the grace of God, we've been working together now for 23 years, so many things have changed. Mm-hmm. Kate, how would you perceive how things have changed with the target group?
Oh, just, it's harder. Socorro, you alluded to it.
Socorro,
it's harder to
it.
Gather young adults now than it ever has been before.
Right.
I mean, truly, we used to be able to gather 900 people for an event, and now those numbers are smaller and smaller and smaller.
Right.
So it's taking a lot more effort to make that happen.
Right.
Also, technology is booming. Some young adults said a little while ago, if you're not on Facebook, you don't exist. I mean, if you're not on the internet, you don't exist. So
right.
every parish, if you can upgrade your website, if you can put mass times. People come to us because they did a search. They're new to Chicago, and they typed in young adults, and our office will pop up. So technology is a big thing. The other thing that really has surprised me, relationships has always been the key issue for young adults. But when I started, work was in second place, and spirituality was in third place. Well, now that's reversed. So the second most important issue to young adults is spirituality. They want to be connected to the source of life. They want to connect to one another. They want to talk about their faith. They want to know what things matter most. And then the work question, just because you need to work to live.
Right. So in spite sometimes of the way the world looks at things, this is a very spiritually hungry generation.
Yeah, it sure
and
is.
Who has needs to figure out their relationship to the church.
And the church needs to figure out its relationship to them.
Very, very good.
And we need to take one more break, everyone. We will be right back.
I'm Father Robert Barron. Our new Catholicism documentary series and study program can now be pre-ordered online. Go to CatholicismPreorder.com. Will you help me introduce this one-of-a-kind film series and catechetical program to your parish, school, and diocese? Journey around the world and deep into the faith in this 10-part, 10-hour epic adventure. Learn more at CatholicismPreorder.com.
Game with the Catholic Charities Junior Board for a good cause. Saturday, November 12th is the Junior Board's signature fundraiser, and we hope you'll join us. The 5th annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food from Cafe Bianda, 3 open bars, blackjack, craps, roulette, an incredible lineup of silent auction and raffle items, including 2 trips to the Bahamas, and much more. Tickets are only $80 and are on sale now at CatholicCharities.net/JRBoard. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21. More than half of your ticket price will go directly to the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, shelter, and other crucial emergency services to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake Counties. Game with us for a good cause. For details, call Lisa at 312-655-7932 or visit CatholicCharities.net/JRBoard.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
During the next half hour, we'll take you to the dedication of the Healing Garden at Holy Family Parish in Chicago. We'll attend a Catholic Charities photo exhibit with a unique twist. And we'll celebrate the 25th anniversary of Filipino ministry in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
I'm here with Father John Cusick and Emily Klaus and Elise Ainsworth and Terry Shelley and Socorro Perez, and it's just been a joy to be with you this past hour.
Now, right when we took a break, we were hitting on the spiritual hunger, Kate, that you alluded to, and I think if you take a couple things, folks, about the things we've been speaking about in this last hour, and if you put together the spiritual hunger of trying to figure out what is key to human life, but then you filter that with what Elise was saying earlier about time and busyness, and right away you've got a clash almost, because now you have to fit a spiritual hunger into a very, very busy life, and you may have to try to fit church into it that probably might not have been there for quite a while. And so there's going to be some built-in things, folks, that we just want to make you aware of if we can. You know, and when we said before that, you know, how they can relate to the church, but I think the other thing, too, is let's be very honest. We have to find a more effective way for the church to relate to this generation of people. We can't simply say, here it is, come and get it. We have to say that we, like Jesus, are going to go from town to town, and we're going to do the best we can to invite. Terry, I want you to share something you had mentioned recently about the incredible need. You're on the phones for Theology on Tap. You mentioned that if you don't call, people just don't come. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit. It was the context of Theology on Tap, and you were on the phone like on a Friday, and people will respond to you, but they're not going to respond to a flyer all the time.
After the first week of Theology on Tap, one of my young adults stayed, and we had a long conversation. He talked about needing the social aspect in his life, wanting to connect more. So we came up with the idea of our post-Theology on Tap party. So instead of sending out a group email, you know, and making it seem like it was a little more impersonal, I sent out direct one-on-one emails saying, this is my way of saying thank you. And to my, I wouldn't say surprise, but we had 12 people there last night. Everyone who I invited said yes, and they made the time for it because they saw the value and the need, and this was something that was important enough for their time. So it was simply a one-on-one direct invitation to connect with their peers, and they jumped all over it.
Right.
So when they're not making the time, that tells me in their value system, it's just not worthy enough of their time.
Right.
So you have to judge what is worthy of their time, ask them, design something for it, for the need, right, and move it forward.
And you got to get it on their radar screen. I mean, you got to get it on literally on their screen, mm-hmm, whether it's a BlackBerry, an Android, a computer, whatever it is. What you're saying is I'm sending them not an email blast, but an individual email. Hey, Terry, we're meeting in Aurelia's Monday night, 7 o'clock. Come on, let's get together and have a good conversation.
And I found out the way you can get to them immediately is I asked them last night how many sleep with their cell phones on. Everyone. So you can get them, you send them an email at midnight,
Emily?
It beeps and there it is. And I got literally responses at 12 o'clock at night for a babysitter for Theology on Tap because she still happened to be up and got up for that phone.
Wow.
Yeah, well, if you got a baby, you're going to be up at 12 and 2 and 1 and 3 and every other kind of thing. But no, that's true. I mean, we're talking about a generation they call the wired generation, and almost a wireless generation now, but they are going to be connected. And these are just some things, folks, that we hope that we can just put in your minds as every time we walk into church and we dip our hand in that holy water fountain and we bless ourselves, let's keep looking around and seeing who's there. And it'll also reveal who's not there. And then we may have to keep asking the question, how do we do, what can we do to be inviting people in our own communities, Catholics, kids, young parents who have had their children baptized? Come on, you know, how do we welcome people? And that's pretty much where we started this morning, and we're almost back to that. I think, Elise, you're the one who said the importance of relationship.
Yeah.
And it's a relationship to the church, and the relationships always come from person to person, not person to institution. And that's how we're seen. And so who are the people in your parish, if you're listening to us today, who are going to be the inviters? Who are the people who are going to have the compassion for this age group? Who are the people who are going to call them together, Terry, as you've done, for a conversation and talk? I think that that's really key.
In the book, we explain a 7-stage strategy for reconnecting young adults to parish life.
Right.
An invitation is certainly one of the most important things. Direct personal invitation,
right,
is why young adults will come together. And what we do, and we encourage all of our parishes to do, is to sit around the next staff meeting and everybody write down the names of some of the young adults they know, call them all together, go to Aurelio's or go have a spaghetti dinner in the rectory or order some pizza and, you know, personally invite those people to come and just talk about what they would love to see happen for them and their peers at the parish and work off of what they would love to see happen, what they think they would come to and their friends would come to. You don't have to do a lot of things. A few things done very well far outdoes doing a whole ton of things. But to start with the people,
right,
you know, make that list and move it forward.
Well, we've come to an end, and as the Director of Young Adult Ministry, Elise, let me say to you, you've been with us 3 years, and this is the second time we have to bid au revoir.
Wow, thanks, Elise, for everything.
Elise has established a Kateri Center, and the contract for that, we said, was 3 years, and our cash has crashed, and so we run out of money. And Elise, I know wherever you go, you have a big change coming up in your life. We pray for your success and a blessed, blessed life with Adam. And I know wherever you go, the church will be a part of your life, and the passion for your own peers will be great. And Emily, I don't know where the time has gone, young lady, but
that happened so fast.
The problem now is you have been infected with Young Adult Ministry Chicago.
Yes.
And when you cross that big river, when you're done, you know, the trouble is Chicago comes with you. So
yes.
Thank you very, very much, Elise, Emily, Terry, for all that you do. Socorro, you're absolutely the best. And congratulations, Kate, on your anniversary of 23 years working in the Young Adult Ministry office. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm the luckiest priest in the world to work with these fabulous people. God bless, and maybe we'll see you Sunday at Great America.
Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world.
Be with us, O Lord, we pray.
With your Spirit, send us to shine, radiant with your glory.